Blog Talk Radio.
Motivate. Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adam. We had our Money Matters series, and we looked at our relationship with money with our special in-studio all-stars, the real Money Coach. And so if you've missed it, you want to definitely tap back. Allow my Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's installment of Motivational Mondays. I will share with you for about 40 minutes with our empowerment segment, our shape-up series, and then we're going to dive right on in and invite you, our global listening audience, for your audience participation. We actually love it when you chime right on in. We welcome your questions and your comments. So we encourage you, don't be shy, don't be scared, chime right on in at the appropriate time, and we look forward to engaging with you, our global listening audience. So we encourage you, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, if you don't have your iPads, your tablets, your smartphone with your notes, whatever you need to take notes and capture the richness, you want to grab it and get that started. In today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adam, it's time to shape up and win. I love our shape up series, and more than anything, I absolutely love Mondays, and I'm excited to dive right on in with you. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottom, go old school, send an email. I think you get it. Bottom line, we ask that you support us with expanding our outreach and inviting someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. And I'm excited for us to dive into today's subject in our Shape Up series. It's time to ignite your vision. It's time to ignite your vision. You know, when we're talking about this process of igniting, to ignite, it is to start a flame, a fire. It is to instigate something, to get something started. And so I want to encourage you, right where you are on your journey, you may be igniting the flame of your vision for the very first time. You may be setting it on fire for the very first time. You may need to ignite your flame to another level so that you can progress to another level. You may need to instigate it to another level. And of course, when we're looking at to instigate, it is to bring about or to initiate. And so I want to make sure that you have these two areas in your mind. Ignite and instigate. And the reason for that is I want you to have in your mind that wherever I am, I need to start a flame. I need to start a fire. And or I need to instigate whatever it is, my vision, my dreams, my goals, to another level. Whatever that next level looks like for you, your next level of instigation may be different than mine, and mine may be different than yours. But as long as we have breath in our bodies, we still have purpose in us. And so I want you to know, whatever your level is, it's time to bring about and to initiate to the next level, whatever that may be for you, this process of ignite your vision. And, you know, Coach Adams loves a good acronym, and I have an acronym for you for the word IGNITE. But I want to first take you on a journey, and I want to take you on a journey because I really want you, when you close out of this hour of empowerment, you see things so crystal clear that you now have been ignited to initiate and move to the next level on your journey as you travel on life's highway. You see, I think back to 1998. And the reason why I go back to 1998 is because there was a stirring on the inside of me. You see, I was in real estate and property management at the time, and many of you who are regular listeners, you've heard my story. But I want to highlight a few areas that specifically connect with ignite your vision. And this is very key. Because in 1998, when the year started, I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, and there was so much friction. There was unrest. I was unsettled because I was not living life on purpose. I wasn't focused on vision. I was constantly in the grind, but in that grind, it was just about the process of working and putting my hand to the plow, but yet it wasn't about a higher call of purpose. It wasn't about vision. And so I was just going through. I was just literally going through. And I felt at certain stages that I was dealing with this despair and this suffering that had no meaning. But towards the close of 1998, there was this stirring on the inside of me. You see, this stirring came because my last transaction in real estate was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. I'm not going to get into that story, but just know it was a breaking point. And it caused me to step away from the industry and to go on this deep dive discovery to make the connection with purpose. And I remember at the time I was introduced to Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, the movement in Vertical Leap, and I had taken a vertical leap, and God began to stir up on the inside of me this desire for connecting with my purpose. And then I was in property management, and I met an individual, and this individual, she saw something in me that I didn't see, and she ignited a flame in me while I was on my journey of discovery. She ignited an area in me that I didn't quite even know was there through a recommendation that she gave me to connect with Coach University. That connection began to give me the clarity that I needed because, as I stated, if you're tracking with me, in the story that I'm sharing with you, my personal journey, that when 1998 started, I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling a square peg trying to squeeze into a round hole. I had stepped away from real estate because of a bad transaction, and I'm on this journey of discovery, seeking for what is it that I've been placed on the planet to do? What is my purpose? I'm sure many of you, right where you are, you at some stage, if you're not already in that place, you were asking that same question. And so at a very crucial time, this individual gave me information that ignited something in me that I didn't even know was there. This was the igniting, the initiating, the instigating of who you now know to be the coach. Because I was on my journey, but I didn't have a title for what it would be and what it would look like. But what I did know, and I've come to realize, that real estate was not it. That, in that moment, I was very clear. Real estate was a transition that seemed likely for me. Straight out of high school, I started working for a mortgage lender, and I began to grow in that industry to getting my real estate license with the state of California and pursuing this endeavor, but it wasn't purposeful. And so in that moment, I had no idea of coach. What is a coach? What does this look like? When this recommendation of Coach University was given. But it was that very recommendation that ignited and started a fire in me. It instigated this journey to pursue this moment of where I now see, yes, this is me. And so I went deeper on my journey of discovery, and I started to allow myself to be educated and trained in that area, because I believe in becoming a master, and that was important to me. So I did my coaching skills training with Coach University, and that was the opening of the door to who you now know that is speaking before you as the master motivator, the empowerment coach, the speaker, teacher, and trainer. And so as we go on this journey of discovery together around this word of ignite, I want to give you some key elements that are very significant as you are on your journey to ignite your vision. This igniting your vision doesn't mean that you're starting the flame for the first time, although some of you may be. You may be igniting the flame to the next level. So I want you to know wherever you are and anywhere in between, this is definitely some rich insight for you and for me. This is a part of the journey that I went on. And so I hope that you have your pens and notepads ready, as I stated before, whatever you're going to take notes on so you can capture the richness. And towards the 40-minute mark, we want to definitely hear from you. So I hope you'll jump in at that time and share. What are you taking away from this insight that we're gleaning together? So our I in this acronym for IGNITE is intensely fuel your passion. Intensely fuel your passion. The word intense was very strategic here, and it was very because it's about this extreme, not just a casual, okay. It is this extreme feeling, because a passion, when you're tapping into your passion, you're talking about that strong, compelling emotion. And so when we're talking about intensely, I'm saying extreme, pump it up. I mean, take that gauge, and if it's a 10, take it to 100. If it's a 5, take it to 500. But to intensify it. So you have to intensely fuel your passion at whatever level you can. I want to encourage you, when I'm talking about fueling your passion, when we're talking about passions as it relates to our purpose, we're talking about your area of your strength zone, whatever that may look like for you. Your strength zone is different than my strength zone, and mine is different than yours. My strength zone, I've come to realize, is speaking. That is my strength zone. That is the area in which I am truly anointed for. I don't say that from a place of arrogance. I say that from a place of confidence, of being very clear on God's call and assignment on my life. And so I intensely fuel the passion of speaking in my strength zone. And so I encourage you, whatever that looks like for you, you want to intensely fuel that fire of your passion. And you want to constantly be looking at, how can I do what I'm passionate for? You see, when I was in real estate, I was speaking at every opportunity I got, but I didn't yet know that that was the call. I was drawn to it. I was passionate about it. And so any opportunity, if it was a team meeting and they said, can you lead the meeting? Absolutely. When I was in property management, it was all about, how can I do trainings? How can I you know, coach the staff. So there was this intensely fueling of the passion constantly at every stage on the journey within my strength zone. Now, when I'm focusing on strength zones, I'm not saying that you don't give attention to your weaknesses and grow in those areas. I'm speaking specifically as it relates to this journey of purpose, that your strength zone is that unlocking the code to your purpose. When you get to that, everything opens up for you. And that's exactly what it was for me when I made the connection with coaching. Everything began to open up. Now, I'm not saying that the journey is going to be without issues and challenges and difficulty. That's why you have to intensely fuel your passion. That you have to intensify. It has to be extreme. Because if it isn't extreme, guess what? When the difficulties come, you'll easily step away. And so my desire for each and every one of you listening in today is whatever your strength zone is, I desire that there would be this stirring up of your gifts, that God would stir up the gifts on the inside of you. So our I in our acronym for IGNITE is intensely fuel your passion. Our G is go after your vision. And I do want to give the disclosure that what I'm sharing with you is not necessarily in this particular order, but these are some areas in which I've identified are very significant on this journey of igniting your vision and fueling your passion. And so when we look at our G, to go after your vision, this going after your vision, it's not just, oh, I take a step here and a step there. No, it is this pursuit. It is to pursue your vision tenaciously. And when you look at tenacity, tenacity is this keeping a firm hold, clinging to. It's not easily pulled apart. You know, when I think about that illustration of not being easily pulled apart, I think about many years ago when crazy glue came on the scene. I don't even know what year this was, but I remember this commercial like it happened yesterday, and it's been years. But when crazy glue came out, I remember that there was this construction worker who had on a construction hat, and there was this magnet and the glue along this beam, and he was totally connected and firmly held on to, clinging on to this beam with his yellow construction hat on, wasn't easily pulled apart because of the crazy glue. And so when I'm talking about going after your vision tenaciously, pursuing it with tenacity, I want you to think of that illustration for that commercial of crazy glue. Look it up. I'm sure you'll be able to find it online on YouTube or wherever, because it's a great illustration that really today, when I was in process of preparing to share with you tonight on Motivational Mondays to our global listening audience presented by Inspired Media for You, that commercial came to mind as it relates to tenacity and not easily being pulled apart. Because if you're easily pulled apart from your vision, then you really have not tapped into and you're not fueling your passions and your strength zone. I cannot pull apart from the coach in me. It is so ingrained in my very DNA and the very fiber of who I am because I've now unlocked that code. Wherever I am, the coach comes out, the speaker comes out, the trainer comes out. I often share that I can be in the grocery store, and if you give me a presenting challenge, I'm going to start coaching you, not realizing in that moment that you didn't ask for the coach, but because she's in me, she's just there. I am her. And so she shows up. Even before I had a title for her, because she was in my very DNA, she showed up. I often share the story of taking an application for a refinance many years ago when I was still in real estate, and I remember the wife so clearly saying, yeah, we love that you're so into our lives. Yeah, thanks, okay. We're just trying to get this loan. And in retrospect, what I saw for that moment, because that was a key defining moment for me on my journey of discovery, that she was saying, you're coaching us, and we're not asking to be coached, and we don't even know what that is. But because it is the very fabric of my DNA, it's how I was wired, who I was created to be, it naturally shows up. That is your strength zone. What naturally shows up in you? And in my coaching practice, my clients will say, Coach Adams, I don't know what my purpose is. I often have them to tap back into what is your strength zone? What will you do getting paid or not? Because it's just you. That's what you want to intensely fuel your passions on. That's the flame you want to fuel. You want to go after your vision. As I stated before, pursuing it tenaciously. Our end is never quit. If you believe that this is what you've been created to do, whatever that is, whatever that looks like, never give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Pursue it with everything that you have. Sometimes we may have to make a pivot, and sometimes we may have to adjust our strategy on reaching the goal. But the goal should not get away from you. The goal should remain there. The target should remain clear. If truly you're on the pursuit of why you've been created, and that's what we're talking about. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about that very thing that you've been created for. That very thing that is wired in your DNA. It's in the very fabric of your being. It's who you were created to be. You can't get away from it, even though you want to, even though you don't have a title for it. It just shows up. And it shows up clearly in a specific area that you get you going on that area. Woo! You can't shut you up because it's who you are. That's what you want to look at, good or not so good. It may be a presenting challenge that gets your goat, as they would say. Whatever that area is that you are passionate about, that represents your strength zone. So our I, as we're looking at ignite your vision, our I is intensely fuel your passion. Fuel your passions with extremeness. Do it at the extreme level, to the best of your capacity. Because those that achieve, you know what? They're not doing just enough to get by. They're burning the midnight oil. They're doing more than what's required. There is an intensity to their movement, to the fire that's burning on the inside. So I'm, again, asking that there would be this stirring of your gifts, whatever they may be. Stirring for the first time, that initiation of it, stirring to another level, that you would not get comfortable where you are, wherever you are, that you would constantly allow yourself to be stretched to the next level. The G, again, is go after your vision. And if you don't know what your vision is, then we're going to get to our next letter. One of our next letters is going to get that tap into it. That's why I said I'm sharing this information with you. It's not necessarily in this order, but I've come up with this based on the word ignite. The end where we left off, and we'll pick up there and continue forward, is never quit. Don't give up. You have to be married to your vision but married to the state of till death do us part, meaning quitting is not an option. The quitting is not an option is a mindset. And many of us have to increase that capacity, the habit of not quitting. Many of us have grown in the habit of quitting. So it's so easy for us to quit and throw in the towel. We've become the jacks of all trades. And we have mastered absolutely nothing. What is it that you have mastered that is your strength zone that you are passionate about, that has been revealed to you? What is that? Have you given up on that very thing because it's become difficult? And so you've thrown in the towel and you quit because of the little hurdles that have come before you? I want you to know that I've been on my journey since 1998, and I can tell you story after story after story after story. I have been 100% full-time entrepreneur since 2005. Has it been an easy journey? Absolutely not. I'm not independently wealthy, and definitely was not that when I started my journey. So, yes, I've had some difficulties. I've had some obstacles to overcome. I've had some stuff. But you know what's kept me going? Woo! That fire on the inside of me, that passion for what I do. Do you know that every Monday, for me to bring Motivational Mondays to the airwaves to you, I have to pay to be on the air. I don't have partners. I don't have sponsors. I'm paying to sow into your life. This is not for me. It's because of my fire and passion to want to support others on their journey with tools that they would be more equipped. So if one of you says, hey, Coach Adams, I got it. You've helped me. My purpose is being fulfilled. My assignment is being fulfilled. So I want you to know this decision to say I will not quit, you have to make it up in your mind that regardless, now again, hear me, sometimes we have to make a pivot. We have to pivot, not the strategy, not the goal, but the strategy have to shift if we're not getting the results. Yes, we have to break the insanity along the way. Yes, we have to try things differently. But the vision, the goal has not shifted. The strategy's made. That's what a pivot is. A pivot is not shifting the goal. A pivot is shifting the strategies to reach the goal, whatever that may be. So whatever your vision, your dreams, your goals are, don't give up on them. You know, I often think of my mentors. I remember them sharing Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth a story about the boiling point. And I love this illustration of the boiling point. Why? Because oftentimes we quit right when the water is about to boil. Now, if you were boiling water for tea or whatever you may be having, would you turn it off before it boils? No. Why? Because you need the boiling water to steep your tea bag or to steep whatever you're steeping. And many of us, that's what we do. We quit. We turn the fire off before. So, hypothetically speaking, if the boiling point is 1998, and we turn the water off at 1997, we were right there, but we quit. Many of you that listen regularly, you know I often reference Harlan Colonel Sanders when I think about, oh my gosh, 1,000, I believe it was 1,079, something like that, no before he got to the yes. Are you passionate enough for your vision that regardless, you will not quit? Quitting is a mindset, just as not quitting. Let's move on to our next I in our acronym for IGNITE, your vision. Intentionally fan the flame. Intentionally fan the flame. When we're talking about this intentionality, we're saying it's to be done on purpose. It is a deliberate action. It is deliberate. There are strategies in place. It's not this loosey-goosey, haphazard, I'm a flower child, and I'm just going to go where the wind blows and where it takes me. No! There are clear strategies in place. So, for example, once I got the awakening of my assignment, I then, every step that I took, even when I was still in the corporate setting, every step that I took was intentional. My coaching skills training was intentional. Every position I had from that point forward was intentional. I remember when I was still in property management and started out as an assistant manager, and I was promoted to a manager. But in that transition of being promoted to a manager was when God spoke my assignment and his call on my life. And so I then became very intentional because I wasn't in a position to step away. I still needed to do what I had to do until I didn't have to do it anymore. I had to occupate until I could vocate. And so in that, I then became intentional about the positions that I would take. So in that industry, from their mind's eye, from their point of view, I was stepping back instead of going forward. But see, they didn't know the intentionality of the assignment that I was pursuing. And so every position that I took, it wasn't about the advancement of what the industry would say. It was the advancement of what's going to allow me to do more of this discovery that I've now gotten until I don't have to do this anymore. So I went from the assistant being promoted to the manager to stepping back to an assistant manager, and that was very strategic. It was strategic because the manager basically dealt with finances, financial budgets, behind a computer all day, majority of the time. And that wasn't me. It's amazing that I was even in real estate finance because finance, it's not my thing. It really isn't. Can I do it? Yeah, but it's not my thing. I'm not passionate about it. But you get others that are passionate in that area on numbers, and boy, they can bore you to death with it. They're not bored. You may be because that's their strength zone. And so I begin to step back and be intentional. Again, we're talking about our eyes intentionally fan the flame of your vision, of your purpose. And so every position, I was doing that. The reason why I went from the manager to the assistant manager was now I'm over a team and I'm able to coach. I'm now able to start sharpening the skills in the area in which I was being trained in. I'm able to do team meetings and speak. So it was very intentional for me. But yet in the industry, it looked like it wasn't intentional. It looked like she's going backwards. What's wrong with her? My next position was a leasing manager. Again, intentional. That was getting me closer to the training department and more trainings as supporting a region. It was very intentional. So on your journey, you have to grow in being intentional with fanning flame of that fire of passion, and you have to live on purpose and be deliberate. This is not haphazard. This is not loosey-goosey. This is intentionality, and that intention is so key. Where have we been on our journey? I, in our acronym for IGNITE your vision, intensely fuel your passion, which is your strength zone. Go after your vision. Pursue it tenaciously. That is our G. N, never quit. Don't give up. Set it up in your mind that when you unlock the code of your purpose, that you will not quit. How long will you do it? Until you will persist until you succeed at it. I intentionally fan the flame. one to our T is to take flight. And again, I'm sharing with you not in any particular order, just insight that I have gleaned on my journey. You see, what I realize about taking flight is that we have to just simply get started. Many of us were wondering, why are my dreams not becoming a reality, Coach Adams? I don't understand. Nothing's happening. What are you activating for something to happen? Are you sitting on the bench of life? When you should be on the field, when you should be on the court, you're sitting on the bench wondering why nothing's happening. The vibrancy is on the field. The vibrancy is on the court. It's not on the bench, on the sideline. You have to activate and execute on what you desire. You have to step out and do. Take one step. Know that God will advance you too. Just simply move. And now that you're moving, guess what? You can be navigated in the direction that you need to go. Because God is so clear on this beginning and end for our lives. We have to simply process in that dash in between. But we have to be moving in between. We may not have all the answers, but guess what? When you just simply get started, now that you're in motion, things that you need will start to show up. They'll start to unfold. They'll start to be drawn to you. But you have to simply be moving in the direction of your desire. It doesn't mean you have all the answers, but there are people, if you have the right people on your dream team, guess what? Your dream will become a reality. Maybe you're hanging in the wrong circles. Maybe you have the wrong people in your environment. I was speaking with a very dear associate friend yesterday, and they were saying, you know what? I realized something significant about being in the right circles. The right circles of people will stretch you to another level, bring in new thinking. If you're not getting that, then you need to reevaluate your circles. I've often heard the term, if you're the guru of the group, guess what? You need a new group. If you're not being stretched and challenged, you need a new group. If you're the smartest one in the group, why do I say that? Because you should have someone that's ahead of you on your journey, always, a mentor, someone that's stretching and challenging you, and someone that you can stretch and challenge and be a mentor to. So you should be in the middle of these two eagles. One little eaglet is trying to get what it needs, and you can support them with that. And a more senior eagle that's going to kick you out of the nest and help you to take flight. But wherever you are, just simply take flight, take off, get started. Don't sit on the field, on the bench of the field of life. Get in the game. Fully engage. Fully engage. You're not going to get it right every time. I don't get it right every time. But guess what? There is vibrancy. There is life in the process. Embrace the fullness of the process. As we continue on and close out our acronym, and then I want to come to you, our global listening audience. I want to hear your thoughts. So, where have we been? We said, and I'm just giving you a recap. If you're just joining us, welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We thank you for tuning in, presented by Inspired Media for You. We're talking about ignite your vision. And this igniting is bringing it to the next level. Maybe it's just the starting and initiating. Maybe it's fueling to the next level. So we said our I and our acronym is intensely. Fuel your passion. This intensely means that it's an extreme, not just an but it's extreme. It's to the next level, the highest level, that you fight to grow in being your highest and best self within your strength zone, improving your weaknesses. No question about it. We're talking about in that area of your passion that you follow your passions that lead you in that area or areas of your strength zone. That's where you master. That's where you hone in. That's where you focus in on. And those character things that would have you that you need to improve to make you better, yes, work on that. But if you don't have the gift of singing, if that's not your strength zone, guess what? Why would you invest the energy in trying to master that area? So that's what I'm talking about. That's the difference of what I'm talking about. But if you have some character flaws, yes, work on that. Those are weak spots. We're talking about as it relates to your natural gifts and talents and what you are passionate about and what you've been created to do. And that is the key. I enjoy singing. I really do. But guess what? It's not what I was created to do. You don't want me to sing because I will be singing a joyful noise. And so, yeah, that's not my strength. So why would I invest all of my energy in that area? Invest the energy in the area of your strength zone that is revealed to you in that area or areas that you are passionate about. So intensely fuel your passion. Go after your vision. Going after your vision, as I stated, I love this illustration of Crazy Glue and the construction worker with the yellow hat on, glued to the beam, that you're holding on firmly. There's not this easy separation. Don't easily throw in the towel because things get tight. That's where our next one comes in. Never quit. Never quit in the area of your purpose and how you have been designed and wired in that area in which God has created you for. That is the area that I'm saying never quit in. There may be times that you get into a wrong partnership that's not designed for you to be in. Then, yeah, you look at evaluating that. But we're talking about purpose right now. We're talking about this unearthing and unlocking the code that's in your DNA of why you were created specifically. That is what I'm saying don't quit on. That area, specifically, your strength zone. I intentionally fan the flame. Be intentional about your movement. Be intentional about doing things on purpose. Be deliberate on your journey. Once you uncover that, allow your journey to walk you through intentionally, not haphazardly, and pursue it tenaciously. Take flight. Get started right where you are. Our E, which should be at the very top of the list, but again, remember, I said this is not the order in which you operate and walk them out. These are just the areas in the form of an acronym of IGNITE so that you can remember them. Because envision your desired destination, envision your vision should be the start. It really should be. And so this envisioning is to imagine, what does my future look like? What are the future possibilities? Visualize it. See it on the inside. Everything starts on the inside, from the invisible to the visible. You have to first see it on the inside. Spend time with God, allowing him to reveal to you, what is it? I was in that stage. I was like, Lord, what is it? And if you're not a believer, I'm not trying to force my beliefs on you. I'm telling you what I did on my journey, what worked for me. And principles are universal. And even if you don't believe in God, guess what? You still have to envision from the inside out. So whatever that looks like for you, you have to see it. You have to get that picture of what does it look like. Begin with the end in mind. So that you now, I can see it, I can now start to execute it, move, and step it out. So envision, our E is envision. Wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies. I would love to see if we have callers that would like to chime in today. Oh, I already have someone in the queue, and I'm going to bring you in. But let me do my announcement around that. because this is the time in which our program where we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We are now going to our lives, and we already have a caller in the queue, and I love it. Area code 214, last four digits 1656. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Well, Coach Adams, how are you? I'm telling you, what a powerful teaching tonight to ignite your passion. I have a question because sometimes in my experiences, I will deal with people that are older and they just feel like they're kind of don't have it anymore and they can't do it. So do you feel that age is a factor in igniting your passion or your purpose?
Ooh, I love that question. And thank you so much, caller, for bringing this question to our virtual boardroom today. And the reason why I love this question is that it gives me an opportunity to reference Harlan Colonel Sanders again. Harlan Colonel Sanders was 56, I believe it was 55 or 56, when he founded Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC. By age 70, he was the founder of a billion-dollar brand. So when you ask the question, is it ever too late? Absolutely not. As long as we have breath in our body, we still have purpose in us. And I love referencing his story because, you know, whatever city you're in, it's likely that there is a KFC, a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I remember I had the opportunity to travel to Jamaica. Everything was closed, but guess what was there open for me? KFC. So wherever you are, it's likely that there is one. So when you think about that, 55 when he found it or thereabouts when he found it, Kentucky Fried Chicken. So what do you think, caller? Is it ever too late?
Well, I certainly don't think it's too late. Just I'm listening to you and you're putting out, you're igniting my fire to that I counsel to get them on fire, to go for that. You know, I will use the Colonel Sanders. Is it Colonel Sanders? The Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes. Uh-huh. Harlan Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Story, because that I think it's a great example. You know, I also think people like Warren Buffett, you know, is a good example as well. I remember I was in Omaha one time and passed by his house just to really see if he was of an age, didn't care about the new car, didn't care about material things, and began to fill his passion out. And out of that, he was able, out of his abundance, he was able to help others. So I'm inspired to send your message forward and publish your message tonight to these older people that I need to encourage to continue to go forth, whether they're writing a book.
And I thank you for engaging and being a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. So appreciate you. And, you know, as we were talking, I wanted to share with our global listening audience that in our archives, I actually dealt with this very question. Is it ever too late? And I gave not only the story of Harlan Colonel Sanders, but others who accomplished things in some cases even later in life than he did. So, again, our on-demand library is rich. It is truly rich with empowerment on various subjects that may be one. If you're thinking, oh, it's too late, Coach Adams, that you may want to connect with for additional empowerment that can support you. You know, it's amazing how quickly time flies. We are in our wind down of today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And, you know, I want you to know that in our next installment on next week, every month, the first Monday of each month, we have a new segment. It is our health and wellness segment. So join us next week for our health and wellness segment every first Monday of the month. We want to deal with mind, body, and soul and be empowered in all of the necessary areas so that we are more equipped to fulfill our assignment. As we close out today, for those of you that are listening in for the first time and you don't know exactly who Coach Adams is, please don't hesitate to visit www.coachadams.com, coachadams.com. For truly, I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, with one-on-one coaching, group coaching, mastermind, speaking, teaching, training, whatever you need in the wheelhouse of my gifts, it's available for you. Maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, Coach Adams, I would love to have a monthly membership with you and you want more information about the Winner's Circle. It's a private membership, annual membership with Coach Adams. It gives you lots of different benefits and perks. Definitely give our team a call at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. And I want to leave you with this today. It is never too late, and I thank our caller for bringing up that point. It's never too late to ignite your vision. It's never too late to fuel your passions. It's never too late to pursue your dreams. So don't lose focus on your desires, on your goals, on your dreams, on your vision. Whatever you want, it is possible for you. Don't embrace that it's impossible, but determine, how can I make it happen? How can I move in this realm of possibilities and this being possible? And so with that, what are you willing to do differently? You have to ask yourself this question. What am I willing to do differently to get greater results? As I stated, having the right people on your dream team is key. One-on-one coaching may be the very thing that you need. Now may be the perfect time for you to pursue that. So whatever that looks like for you, know that you are not alone on this journey in your pursuit. You don't have to stay where you are. That support is available. People are in the atmosphere that can partner with you to support you in moving to the next level. You know, I think about the Word of God says one can set 1,000 in flight, but two can set 10,000. There is greater power and there's a greater dynamic in partnerships. We want to stay connected with you. There is our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. It is an open group, and you're welcome to join if you're not already a part of it. We can continue the dialogue. You can maybe give recommendations for a show guest, thoughts, ideas, whatever that may look like. Know that I am here and available to be on your team. When I coach, you win. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, on Inspired Media for You. And we look forward to engaging with you on next week.